Nation. This goes out to the massive under pressure underground, to the voiceless, to the restless, to the nation with their sound. Thank you, feel the vibe generating new energy. Rise up from the ashes, got to restart history.
Part to you if you wanna make loose, don't care by the scene. I'm gonna refuse to the dance floor, gonna melt more to the core. Gonna be dance more than my mates. Uproar, more, jump, move around. Listen to sound by the underground. Coming to the place and I'm gonna get down. Wap, bam, bam, I see what bam. Power to all crew, beliefs and virtues. Doing what you do, survive and stay true. Release the pressure, more is by lesser. Not in contention, blah, 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 for good measure. Separate, instigate two minds. Freedom of speech, you think you're robbing us blind. All your facts be fiction, trying to misguide the signs. It's your time to fall, it's our time to shine.
Remember what we tell you, you know. You see, when you fight down the small man, you only get stronger, see. And you see, the stronger we get, man, and the higher we climb. You have the warning, warning, but you don't step back in on the line. Misinformation overload, don't slam in the bricks up on your mind. Reversing evolution further and further back in time. But when they will creep up behind you, you can't cover your eyes.
Lightning conductors, volcanic eruptions, stealing your thunder,
we're watching you all.
The spirit that guides us is burning inside us, flowing between us.
Give it up for the small. Brasil.
listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morning to Setting Orange. It's 8 minutes after 12 a.m., I think it's a.m., I don't know. We have the 9th of August, and we have some special greetings here for Smash. On my left, there's Sphera. Sphera, hello.
Hi, here's Sphera on Radio Sub-Ether, and I want to say happy birthday to Smash and to Nibbler. The two of them got birthday today, and Nibbler got 19, and Smash got 21. Happy birthday! Here is Enno, who wants to greet you too.
Happy birthday, Nibbler. Happy birthday, Smash. You can reach Nibbler in the radio tent and Smash in the fire lounge.
So thank you for the birthday greetings and have a nice day at the camp.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Sabitha from Sweet Moon to Setting Orange, 88.3 MHz. Your host is Nibbler, late night talk with Gerrit. Gerrit, I think you know Vow very good, but what most people I think don't know, how did you, how was the first time you met Vow?
Well, all you had to do in this time, there were a lot with Werner Pieper from the Grüne Kraft, and he was collecting all good spirit of future in Europe. And I ran a thing, it was a service for Aussteiger service, for dropouts. We informed the people what they have to know if they want to get out of the society and make up another life. And then one time we had 100,000 addresses, and we asked Werner, what would you do with those addresses? We waste our youth at collecting papers and cards. We want to use a computer. And he said to me, the only man who could help you in this question is Vow Holland. And so I phone called with Vow Holland, and this was very good. We phone called again, and then he invited me to come to Hamburg. So, and I did, and then I thought, where do I go? I meet a computer geek, and I know those people as anal characters, as very correct and very good dressed.
Excuse me,
and
sorry,
so,
sorry.
Oh.
Here's
a bit.
So I'm being hijacked here, and I just hand over to Gerrit, and well, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 10 people who want to talk to me. I don't exactly know what they want from me, and I just hand over to Gerrit. Oh.
Hello, folks. So it's very nice. In this way, I come to the pleasure to make my first own radio in my life. I never sat in front of a radio microphone, and now it happens. The whole crew is running out, and I should tell you the story how I met Vow Holland and the CCC, and how did they hitchhike me. Well, it was like this. I was, to make it short, a long story, I was wrongly dressed when I came to Hamburg to the Schwenkestraße. I was dressed very correctly like a businessman, because I thought I meet some mixture of scientists and businessmen. And so I had a good jacket and had a clean car when I came there to the Schwenkestraße in Hamburg. A lot of you will know the Schwenkestraße. It was a very big hippie center, like I knew them. And I lived in a hippie center myself, but this time I was dressed like a businessman. And so I met Vow Holland. I did not recognize him. He did not recognize me. He awaited me. But when we saw each other, we did not believe that the other guy was the guy we awaited, because he stood in front of me in his usual worker dress, with feet without shoes, very dark, and so very good laughing. And what happened then? They thought I'm either a journalist or a writer who wants to write a bit about the youth, or I'm from the police. In any case, they did not trust me. And they interviewed me like a prisoner for some 36 hours. They changed, they went to sleep, but a few people always were there and asked me and spoke with me. It was very friendly. We were going to eat, but sometimes I was tired. But then I looked, wow, he was the only one who was so fair to stay with me the whole 36 hours. And at the end of the 36 hours, they said, okay, guy, now we are trusting you. The time was so long, we do not believe that a person can lie for such a long time. Okay, here it's open. Come to the back room. Here is our office. Here is our living room. And so it was a very, very nice time.
and we started to found well, very familiar new atmosphere in the Chaos Computer Club in 98 in Hamburg. So it was that I met Wau Holland the first time. And we did a lot of work for the club. We thought the very wide things, the problems the Chaos Computer Club had in these times. So, and one time Wau Holland visited me. I lived in Switzerland in those days and had a normal job. And he visited me and looked in our card system that we have built up for our Aussteiger service. And he looked at it for about 12 hours. He was laying on his belly on the floor and reading my cards, thousands of them, where I wrote down thoughts of people and assorted thoughts of people who did some things together they wanted to do. They prepared their future. Well, it was the heart of the knowledge of our Aussteiger service. And after 12 hours, he said, I never seen such a thing. It's some kind of database, but it is a database that's a founding future. And this is a very, very new instrument. Let's do this in the Chaos Computer Club. We will try to make future in the Chaos Computer Club, because hacking cannot be the only future of hackers, because hacking is over in some form and some later times. It was in about, well, 1983, Wau Holland foresaid that hacking will have an end, and thought of what will do a Chaos Computer Club when hacking is over. So now let's hear a little bit of music again. I'm coming in a few minutes and I'm looking what our Bestie Child is doing outside.
German, bold.
So this is Snibble from Sub Ether Radio, 88.3 MHz. I'm freezing cold. Maybe that's because I was just thrown into the fire long swimming pool, and if you have seen this one at the day, the lake is clear again comparative to this fire long swimming pool. And maybe later I have some interview guests and then we figure out why they did this to me.
Oh,
So I think you guys out there know, never travel without a towel. And the problem is I have one, but it's completely soaked wet. So if you want to do me a favor, please come to the showering container and bring me some nice towels that I can get some of the water of those this fire launch pool water out of me. I want to shower, and please bring some towels to the duschen container, to the showering container. Thank you. Have a nice evening. This was Nibbler with Late Night Talk, and I now hand over to Scotty, who did the technique, and well, I think he knows what he's doing.
I will continue the talk with Garrett, and so long, some music.
Passage ganz frei ist, durch die Nase ein. Langsam und ruhig und regelmäßig atmen Sie die Luft ein und wieder aus. Ohne Gewalt, ohne Anstrengung.
listening to Radio Sub-Ether 88.3 FM. I'm still here with Garrett, and you told us how you first met Wau Holland, and you told us about a database that builds the future. What does this mean? What is it?
Well, first of all, it was the joke that we did a work for several years and did not know exactly what we were doing, if you wanted to say in hard words. And it needed Wau Holland to come to us reading and saying what we are doing. So he gave the name to the thing. Very often this is the important thing if you do some research. Well, what we did with it, if you make up a database on the questions of the people or on problems, you get to another structure. If you make usually databases are made assorted by subjects and some classifications people do on it, and we took questions, and so you get a completely other structure in a database. And maybe of course if you think of future, we only we have questions and not so much statements. And in that times I worked a lot with the futurist Robert Jung. A lot of us know him, he died about 10 years ago. And I met a few times with Wau Holland and Robert Jung, and we spoke of the project Robert Jung ran for years. It was, he wrote of it, that people need computers in the marketplace. And we spoke with him about our concepts and what we were doing, the kind of networking. We only brought together people, we never brought out own knowledge or statements. That was a thing that the futurists in those times took on their agenda. So, and what we did with it at the end, that was 1.5 years later. The Green Party wanted to have a research on the questions whether they should computers in the government or not. And so we thought about to make up a company, because they wanted a company. We couldn't do it as a club, but we wanted to run this project with the Chaos Computer Club. And so we went there, made our offer, and we won it against a few very famous institutes. One of it was the GMD, the Society for Mathematics, GMD, and data banks, we were very proud, of course, that we won this job, and we did it. It was at the end, as a few people know, a little bit dramatically, because the Green Party said we never will use computers, but a few years later they took up our work again and installed computers. Well, and in those time it was very new for the club. It was the first time they did a real job. So, and in this time we thought how a government could deal with computers, and we said, well, you have in the people out there you want to be elected from, you have all experts you can have in the government, because all you experts you can install in your knowledge field, they are also serious participants of some democracy, and you could make up a system where your electors can bring in their thoughts and help you to take the right decisions in the government. So, and then we said a very nice thing could be to have a machine-readable government. And people found this very cheeky. They said it was awful, frech, what we want to have there. It was shocking for them. So until today, this is a famous thing, the first Forderung of the Chaos Computer Club official. Well, and then we thought how we could sell this thema to the Green Party, and thought for a nice, very nice name, how we could call it. And so we called this system for the participation in the government, we called it Datengarten, because it's green and it's a garden and it's very nice, and you can keep computers in a very nice way. It was made up a little bit like this, so we said data could rot, and when they are not refreshed by interest, they rot, and then they get brown, so, and they are not so good readable as data. They are very fresh, and we try to sort the whole thing a little bit as trees and plants and like this. So just for to sell it to the green parties. And in later times, we thought it's a very clever thing to build up datas like plants, because our basic knowledge, our instinct, knows with one look, with a single look, to the situation of a plant, if it's fresh, if it's old, so. And you need not very much declaration. You have a lot of information with one peep, and you need, yes, it's simple. It's installed in us since a few hundred thousand years, because it was the question if we could eat a plant or not. So from the joke it was in the beginning, it was a very serious thing. Then Wow said to me, try to bring it in, let's try to bring this in the KS Computer Club. And okay, this is a long story again, we will make some music first.